Humboldt residents have repeatedly and in public forums expressed large-scale, almost universal dissatisfaction over Amazon's plans to build a warehouse distribution center in McKinleyville. Recently, a citizen group called Indivisible Trinidad released a citizen petition hoping to ban Amazon's project and others like it from Humboldt County's coastal zone. The petition aims to add a ballot measure to the November Humboldt County election that would limit warehouse construction in the Humboldt County coastal zone to 20,000 square feet or less. We spoke with the lead citizen for the petition, Debbie Harrison Rumberger, to learn more about how the movement to place an anti-Amazon initiative on November's ballot came about. I'd love to learn a little bit more about this petition. So starting off, if you could let our listeners know a bit more about the petition and the citizen group that's behind it.
I attended the Amazon warehouse public meeting that the Humboldt County Planning Department had sponsored in April. And it was very, very concerning to see our community so frustrated and so upset and feeling that they had no voice in what was going to be taking place in their community. I'm a certified planner. I'm a member of the American Institute of Certified Planners, and I've had extensive work in the planning arena. And I recognize that Humboldt County is in a very difficult situation because their land use maps allow the Amazon project to go forward, and there's really very little recourse for them in spite of the impacts that could be felt throughout the county. So I started looking into ways to give the community a voice, to be able to be heard on this issue, and I sought a surgical approach to being able to protect our coastal region, and that would be by restricting warehouse development in the coastal zone to a maximum of 20,000 square feet. We know that Amazon's proposal is for over 40,000 square feet. So I have a good friend who's a constitutional attorney, and he reviewed it for me, and he cited that there were a couple of problems, one being that Humboldt County cannot on its own determine what can happen in the coastal zone. But what they can do is they can seek certification of an amendment that they pass. So I went to the California Coastal Zone and showed them the amendment to make sure that we weren't going out and spinning our wheels for nothing. And they seemed to give it a pass. They said that their general counsel had reviewed the language, and they did not see any red flags with that. So the amendment basically calls for limiting warehouse development within our coastal zone, which, for those who aren't familiar, it's approximately 1,000 yards from the mean high tide along our coastline inland. And that's an area that the Coastal Protection Act of 1976 had determined was appropriate for marine-dependent uses, recreation, and basically small-scale development intended to protect the coastal ecology and the importance of the coast in terms of the industries that are dependent on being actually very close to it. So some of the things that I think are important is for our public to know is that facilities under 20,000 square feet would remain permitted. Any marine-dependent operations are fully exempt.
So looking at, you know, those Amazon meetings, certainly the general public opinion you get out of that is incredible opposition to what Amazon is potentially planning. But my questions off this petition mostly have to do with that 20,000 square foot mark, because, you know, just as an example for listeners, a Costco stores is averages about 142,000 square feet. So 20,000 square feet in the world of warehouses tends to be, you know, quite small. Why was it important to limit it down to that size? And will there be any uses in the future? Like, for example, if somebody wanted to create a local business, wanted to create like a cannabis production and distribution facility, which may exceed that 20,000 square foot mark, you know, why would that be not beneficial to put in that coastal zone? And why is that mark down at 20,000 square feet for this petition?
The intent is to protect the coastal zone as the Coastal Protection Act defined it to be. It's not a large area, cannabis production. And of course, I know that's just an example, but any industrial activity is going to generate certain outputs. And some of that is pollution. Some of that is increased vehicular traffic. Some of that is, with Amazon, would be the air traffic. So the question becomes, is are non-marine dependent activities intended to be in the coastal zone? And my reading of the regulations is that they are not, unless it's marine related. And Amazon basically has no dependency on the marine environment in terms of its activity. It could be located anywhere. Because the coastal zone was defined as that 1,000 yards inland from mean high tide, was intended to protect that area for small, non-impactful uses and to preserve it for fishing and marine-dependent activities, not necessarily for activities that could be sited anywhere in the county outside of the coastal zone.
And then the last question I have, where can folks go to learn more about your petition, or who can they contact to learn more?
I would love to hear from people. Right now, we're setting up committees of volunteers. We've got a tremendous number of people that are active throughout the Humboldt County area. So if people would email me their contact information, we will put them on the volunteer list, and then we will be organizing over the next couple of weeks people into areas. We'll be out contacting people, letting them know when we're going to be starting, where we're going to be going, seeing what part of the initiative they want to take part in. Anything from delivering petitions to local businesses that are interested in putting them out to attending some of the fun summer events throughout Humboldt County that draw a lot of our residents, or whatever capacity, answering phones, whatever anyone would like to do, we have a spot for you. So if they could email me at debbie.harrison.rumberger, and that's debbie.harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, dot Rumberger, R-U-M-B-E-R-G-E-R, at gmail.com. I know it's a long name, but you'll know who's getting back to you.
KMUD News will report on this issue again if the anti-large warehouse petition makes its way to the November Humboldt County ballot. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.